You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
What up, what up, what up, beautiful people? You already know what it is. This is The Nate Jackson Show. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson. Follow me on Vine, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, all that shit, or I'll beat your ass. I got some special guests with me today, and we're going to get right into introducing them because I'm excited. This ain't no regular goddamn show. This is some whole other level shit.
Yeah.
First guest I'm going to read off is my homeboy, member of Phi Beta Sigma. Not that it matters to the show, but he is. Yeah. And I got on a frat shirt right now. From NBC's Last Comic Standing, Tony Baker.
What's going on, good people?
Yep. And yeah, to give it a dime, motherfucking Kanisha Buss, you bitch. Kanisha Buss from Sirius XM.
Hey, baby.
Movie star, music video superstar, and also we have social media maven, Patrice Chanel.
You just jacked up my name.
Look, man, I'm not going back and changing shit. We live. Sherelle Patrice, give it up.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, she's back. If you guys remember, if you've been tuning in for a couple episodes, which I know you niggas have, then you already know how she is about that only rich niggas life. She's here. She's in the building. And we about to do this shit. So thank y'all very much for tuning in and listening. Right quick, let me tell you how you can tune in case you're just listening or you're looking at the link. You can go to natejacksoncomedy.com, and on the homepage you'll see the widget for Spreaker. Click it. We're live right now. When you chat, we see it. When you call in, we can actually talk to you. The number is 818-575-6993. Again, that's 818-575-6993. Like the position, 93. Okay? And we're in this bitch. Also, you can follow us on Snapchat. You can see Tony Baker snapping live. It's at Tony Baker Comedy. And Kanisha Buss is also snapping. I'm doing terrible with you. And that's just because I'm tired. Because you're like the love of my new life. So, anyway, but check it out.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Boom, there you have it. So we're going to jump right into the topics. You guys are listening. You're wondering, what in the hell are they going to talk about today? Here it is. Can men and women, especially attractive ones, really, truly, just be friends?
The hard-hitting question.
That's what I want
to
know.
The eternal question.
Can you really just be friends?
With each other?
Here's my take on it. Okay. If the girl doesn't see the guy like that, mm-hmm, then yes.
Yes.
Hilarious.
It's up to the woman.
Once he's been friend zoned.
It's always the woman.
I just told a young lady, we are friends until you crawl across my room.
Right. It's always on the woman.
Because I fuck around and smash one of my friends.
Yeah.
Until the R. Kelly CD song one plays twice.
Right, yeah. and that's the majority of the case, I think. If the woman was down, the dude would be like, all right, well, let's do this.
Has that ever happened to you? What's your experience? You ever had a friend where you cross the line with your dick only? You just put your dick across the line? Like check this
out.
Yeah,
yeah. Normally, like, you know, yeah, it's happened. it's happened before, though, for sure.
Who was it?
I know.
You think you're slick, nigga. Who was it, nigga?
This happened more than once. So it's like, you know, just growing up. Like, you know, here's the thing with me and women. Like, some girls, you know, I put my bid in, you know, first. Like, hey, I like you, this and that. Oh, you just my brother. You're my friend. So I was like, cool. And I would just hang out with them. I would still hang out and be their friend. And then eventually they start liking me. So, and then, you know.
You just hit him with a shitload of quality time until it turned into some pussy?
I mean, you know, I'm just hanging out. Just hanging out. And then next thing you know.
Okay, so keep it real.
Shirts is off.
Did it affect your relationship? Like your friendship? Was that all a wrap as soon as the tip went in?
Not really. Not really. But now that I'm older, since I've been off the market for a long time because I was married, so I didn't have a lot of female friends like that.
Okay.
So now, you know, I'm back in the single realm again. Women are more vocal now than they were back before I got off the scene.
Is that what happened?
Well, like, kind of like, you know, I kind of know, you know, where I stand. I don't hang out with a lot of women now.
Basically, we say what we want nowadays. In your DMs, under a picture, too many likes. Like, you know exactly what it is.
Right.
It's what we want.
So I usually know where I stand. Like, it's women out here that, you know, put their bid in on me. And I just be like, oh, well, you know.
That's what you're at. Let's be friends. Are you friends on the bitches out here?
But you know
kinda.
What?
What? Tony Baker is friends on the bitches? This is the first nigga I've ever encountered that has put bitches in a box.
Like,
it's going on now.
Tony,
it's,
shut the fuck up.
It's harder to get to sleep with a man now than it is to sleep. Yeah. Like, women are throwing it everywhere. Men are the one these days that are, like, really reserving right. their shit. It's yeah. weird.
Hella,
it's backwards.
I'll not be, the experience I'm having.
I'll be hoarding my penis. I ain't even going to stunt. Like, I'll be, like, it's not, you can ask women, I'm not an easy lay out here. I don't know what it is. I'll just be like, you know, maybe I'm just not thirsty.
Fuck you looking for, love?
I'm not even yes. looking for that. I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling.
Looking for like.
Yeah, you know, we're always looking for a strong,
You got the whole, I'm just grinding so hard, I don't have time for these hoes type mentality. Is that what's
it's
going
a
on?
Lot of that going on. It's career first. It's my kids first and career. Ooh. So it's like, boom.
Yeah, like, when can I get pussy? And if I do, is it going to be serious? Because I want right. it more than once. So
I'll be pulling back. I'll be fading into the shrubbery. Like, if we getting too, you know, I'll just fade back.
So essentially, wouldn't you fucking a friend fit your life best?
Yeah, but you know, in most cases, women want to take it further after yep, you smash yeah. it multiple
That's
because
their heart is a little bit past yeah. the left ovary.
Sometimes if you go deep enough in the stroke, you can tap the heart. You
can I get into woman. This? Because yeah, that's that bullshit. That might have been 20 years
You stepped
ago.
In like, you, like your pussy was super deep. My heart's not in there, nigga.
No,
you
step
on in.
Okay, so what you have to understand is a lot of men have this mentality that we can't just sleep with you and be friends and it won't affect the friendship. And this is some real shit. My homeboy and his girl was having problems and they hadn't slept together in like 4 months. So I was like, well, I didn't want him to cheat on her. So I was like, I'm going to just give you some head and we'll be cool. I gave the nigga some head. And can you cuss on here?
No, it's clean. This is it's actually playing live at a church.
But I did. And we've been friends ever since. I just like sometimes you just.
You can cuss.
Okay.
You sucked the nigga's dick and you yes. saved his relationship with your mouth?
Not necessarily that, but he was new to LA and he just was going through a lot and I was like, this nigga's stressed out. Let me go ahead and help him.
That's
but he was
up,
my
man.
Friend and Jesus I didn't really fuck Christ. With him. Like, and we've been cool ever since.
You
like,
good
of course
dude.
You're cool, nigga. He's
but it's not an awkward cool.
It's
like,
legit
it's,
cool.
It's a legit that is
he's
the
just
home.
Like, damn nigga, you're a real one.
Yeah.
Well, now, I have a question for you. Now, let's say y'all had sex, and his dick game is crazy. Would you be like, damn, I want to come back to this?
I could, but it would still be in the same friendship context. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a couple of homeboys that I have had sex with, and we are still really good friends. It's like either some wild-ass party or...
Stop. Let me just put something, throw it down in the sand. Me yeah. and Nene have known each other since college. Pre-comedy. I have never even seen this bitch pussy. I don't even know if it goes left and right or up and down. For anyone who's listening, if another bitch asked me on some wondering shit, have you ever? No, bitch, I haven't. But just know that if I'm down and out and you bitches break my heart, Nene will suck my dick to get me back in the game. Have you ever given up some head just to boost the nigga back to where he should be?
You felt that bad about it? You like, let me give you some mouth.
No, I will say that I've never thought, I mean, like, if he's my man, like, that's one thing, but I've never had a friend where I'm like, no, you deserve some head. Like, he hasn't paid my rent, so, like, he's not getting it.
We gotta pay the rent to get that, to get that district.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
can we put in on the utilities to get this head?
I can pay my own utilities. I don't use a lot of gas. Like, it's like $5. Like,
what would we have to pay to get the, you know, a hand job?
Oh, I don't do ew. Hand jobs are like weird. Like that's what? So high school.
I gave this dude on right. a Greyhound like, hand.
I don't do hand jobs. Like I think it's like I'm not in middle school. Like if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right.
Sherelle passed the mic back to me, man.
First off, I gotta isolate something. Kanisha said, "What? I gave a nigga on the Greyhound bus a hand job. How does that even pop off?
Yeah, how do you get that? Well,
you feel bad for the niggas ride. You're like, well, man, you out here on this bus, nigga.
You struggling times.
No, well, if you know, going back from Walden to Seattle, the bus ride is like 9 hours. So there was this cute ass Moroccan dude. By the end of the ride, it was a lot going on in the back of that bus.
You jacked off a foreigner? Like this nigga didn't even know how to process. He's, so he's like, America.
No, he was extra Americanized.
Okay.
We just had a good time.
Did he return the favor?
No, I didn't want him to touch me. I like to have control over men. That's why I like niggas with disabilities and young men. Like, I just like that power and that control. So, it's not, I get off by getting them off.
This shit is fucking, I fucking love that you know who the fuck you are.
You
yeah,
hear,
yeah, shout out to everybody who's listening in a wheelchair just pulled up a little closer to the speakers. All the little young niggas are like, oh, yeah.
The blind dude was like, huh?
Right? He's hanging on to you everywhere. He can't see. His hearing is hella strong.
I love it. Even when I was in Vegas, when I ran into a deaf dude and I start signing to him, all his friends was like, yeah. I was like, you gotta give the deaf dude some ass. I mean, he's in Vegas.
You fucked the deaf nigga? Yeah. Damn.
Question, how long do your hand jobs last?
It depends on them, not me.
Oh, touche. Okay, touche. What's the shortest hand job you ever got off?
Probably
record.
Like 32 seconds.
Oh, that's quick as hell.
Yeah. Let
me spin your palm.
Well, because if you don't spit in the palm and do the... Like, this is getting way off.
About, nah, we right where we need to be. Fuck what you talking about. So you spit in your palm and do some head rotation?
You do and then if you do the thumb, like, right. And you got to keep going counterclockwise, clockwise, like this, then it's a...
37 seconds is epic for a hand job. That's only right. Women don't know how to do the hand job. Well,
and so you just learned some shit with this little.
For real, like you just wrote like a book. Like that was awesome. I was like, oh shit, like maybe that's why I don't like doing hand jobs because I'm like, this shit is boring. But you just like taught me a whole new thing.
Go ahead and get it. You might get a car
Let
now.
Let me tell you something. I had, this is some shit. I had this bitch I have not seen again since this happened. But it was a one jack off stand. I don't know if that's, it was a one-night jack-off. Like, I got jacked off in the parking garage of a movie theater by this Mexican bitch named Julie, right? And, nigga, her mouth, her hand felt like a thousand miles. Like, this bitch, she had no products. There was no, she literally just, like, licked, the, like, the meaty part of her thumb in her palm. She just licked that shit, Tony, that bullshit, you not. She did some shit, and I looked away, and I swear to God, I was getting the best head of mine. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, don't look. I can't show you my secret. Oh, I was like, well, I got a secret for you, man. She's like, what is that? I was like, yeah.
30 seconds. 30 something seconds.
I don't know. It was a little longer than that because at the end of the day, it was a hand. But
yeah.
I can see that. I don't know if I have jacked my damn self off and busted in 37 seconds. Yeah. That's like a real record.
Y'all must have been having some good ass conversations.
You got to know this shit. You got to know some dicks. Man. You had that. He was hard for like an hour and a half before you touched him.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, so he was about to bust from eye contact. All you had to do was flick the head. That's what I've been thinking about.
That's crazy.
This is such a contrast to women. Like, you don't fuck or do your hand jobs or head unless it's your nigga and your rent's paid. And she's, like, picking niggas up and helping them get through their day. Like, no, I'm going to be honest with you. This shit is sexy.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
You being, like, crude.
No, I'm just in a different space in life, but, like, I mean, like, I love giving head, but I want that to be my boyfriend. Like,
I can
at
respect
this
that.
Point in life.
What is somebody who loves giving head look like? Like, do you have a special hat? Like, is there like, you sit Indian
how
style?
How do we identify these?
Yeah, how do I know?
Giving head
like, well, I don't know. I've had
some fucking incredible head in my lifetime, and if you were to say you love it, like, I love breathing.
No, like, I, like, with my man, like, I love, like, the power thing. Like, it's the power thing. It's, like, watching someone. No, but it is because it's, like, it's different when it's, like, that person you're feeling because it's on a different level. And especially when it's, like, the person you're bonding with and you're growing with and, like, having them in the palm of your hand. I think that's just sexy. Like, I'm with you 100%. It's a control thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's... But it's for me, it's like, if I'm not fucking with you, like, I'm not giving you head. I'm going to tell you straight up, oh, I don't do that. Like, okay. I'm going to pull the black woman card. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't suck dick.
Which ain't a problem. I'm not running around just sucking hella random dicks. I was in two, like, long-term relationships. So during those break periods when you just stop giving a fuck, you're like, you know what, whatever.
That's when the fuckery happens. After, like, you're really, like, invested in love and that shit goes to shambles.
You watch me go to shambles before.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, after you get your heart broke, that's when you're like, I'm calling all my niggas and we're going to a whorehouse. Like, that's when you really get it in. So we went from can men and women be friends to we're sucking dick and get jacked off on buses. So apparently Tony says he can.
Wait, can what?
Be friends and with somebody and not hit.
No, I said it depends on the woman. Like, okay. She holds the card. Like, you say we both attract.
So let me
put
it differently. If it's up to you, all your female friends who you were platonic with get smashed?
No, not all of them, because I'm not attracted to all of them like that.
Touche.
But if they was my flavor visually, then I'd be like, anytime you need a...
Like, man, here's the thing. Do they already have this understanding? Or is this something that you just have not admitted to them?
Probably admit it, so no, I'm pretty straightforward.
Okay,
I'm
so, like, give me an example. Somebody who's a good friend of yours that if the fucking coin landed right.
I feel like I have a good friend.
And I'm sitting here like, nigga, we've been friends forever.
You right here, my friend. You keep fucking all of them, man. You keep crossing the line. So, Misha, what do you think?
You're a woman. Like, do you have men that are just friends?
I have.
I mean, I clearly mean, nigga, but yes. Outside of that.
But no, I have tons of. It's hard, especially because I work in an industry.
I want you to hold the mic back. Like, about 4 inches is perfect. Okay. Nigga, so these ain't goddamn. This ain't the studio.
I work with so many men in this industry that I've actually have really good friendships with. So a lot of people stay the night at my house. We hang out all the time. And majority of you guys are very, very attractive. And we're still friends, you know. But in the back of my mind, I do sometimes be like, damn. But I just don't want it to ruin the situation.
Whatever, keep it 100. Have you ever in the back of your mind thought Tony Baker could get it?
Yeah, well, me and Tony first met.
Okay.
But I was with Lenny. Like, we were both in relationships, but at first I was like, damn, Tony is fine as hell. But we've always been.
Is this new information to you?
No.
She don't tell me shit like this. Am I ugly, nigga? What's going on here?
No, remember when I wrote down my dream husband and you looked back at me and you was like, Nene, this is me, nigga. Do you remember that?
Because you were like, he's got to be a cute. He's got to have size 12. He's got to be standing on the left side of my house, right? And I was like, bitch, I'm standing on the left. Is this me? She literally wrote my list. When he played Monopoly, he always be the thimble. I was holding the piece like, don't pass go.
But it is. It's just one of those things. Like, I have a lot of attractive male friends. And even growing up, like, the football team used to come to my house after games. Like, I've always been. My mom thought I was a lesbian for a very long time. So I'm easily friends with a lot of attractive men. And nothing happened.
I hooked up with a girl in Kenesha's bed.
Yes.
Didn't smash, but, you know, we were doing stuff.
What the fuck was that? 8th grade shit? Fingers? Hands? Mouths involved, nigga.
Can I tell you the cold part about this? I live in a loft. I was living in a loft. I can see the shadows, so I'm on the couch watching the shadows. Like, this is crazy.
You're here haunching, dry fucking.
Corn nuts
everywhere. Nene been in close proximity to a gang of, like, it's not that I've been fucking no bunch of bitches, but Nene and I are so close that, like, she has stories where mutual friends got to that.
First of all, forget mutual friends. He was smashing my roommate in college, and I used to listen at the door.
Of course. Did you listen?
Yes, I did. You used to listen, and you didn't take your boots off.
I needed that traction. This is when I had my 4-pack, nigga. I was a monster, nigga. I had a 4-pack there, nigga. The bottom two was questionable. But my top 4, nigga?
But you guys were really good friends. That's a friend situation.
That's
you
for
guys
sure.
Were actually really good friends while that was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were still, they remained friends.
See, I'm so personable that, like, I'm going to be friends with whoever I'm
with.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the issue. Like, if it's somebody I'm actually active with and I have a homegirl, like, nigga, is it like we were friends or is it different? But now I think honestly that two people that are attractive can be friends and it be plutonic. But there has to be some part of the relationship that is a part of a bigger picture. Like, we won't cross this line because of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're a stand-up and I'm a stand-up, it's like, you get you the bottom of my dick, but not, there's a bigger picture. I'm not trying to see you out of every fucking club and, you know, or some niggas talking shit about you and I gotta not, man, because I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
I can't even defend you like a man should because the camaraderie that we have as comics, I have to let you get your ass roasted.
Right.
Otherwise, I've now lost all the discretion. Like, well, why are you sticking up for her?
Yeah, definitely.
I think another thing with that is, too, for women, it's like once you have one, you can't have the rest. And sometimes we'll be attracted to all 12 of y'all, and everybody's cool. And it's like, I just got to be friends with all of them because I can't choose.
It's the
and
same, nigga. I be with groups of bitches, like, one of you bitches choose. Shit, each one of you can get it for a different reason.
And that's what I hate. Like,
you got pretty feet, your legs are nice.
The wrong one. Yeah. Man, this whole group is attractive.
Right.
And then you go for the wrong one, you're like, God damn, now you can't go for that one. You went for, like, come on, man.
The worst is when you pick one and then she's like, so I'm celibate. And the other one's like, I just want to suck a dick now. You're like,
I wish women would just come right out and just be like, you. I'm like, okay. Like, Deion Cole was saying on stage last night, he was like, whichever one of y'all like me.
That's what I'm rocking with.
Yeah. Because you just never know. But with me, like, other than Kenesha, like, I'm not tight with a lot of. I'm cool with a lot of female comedians.
You are?
Like, tight, tight.
Yeah. Like, dumbass tight. Like,
I feel like I'm solo a lot. Like, in terms of, like, female comedians.
Right,
usually by myself or I'm usually with my sons. But, like, you know, dude. But.
And I'm not just talking like little tight. Like, I mean, both of you guys, I have slept. I've slept in the bed with you naked.
You're just gonna say that?
Well, you know, but
the
I'm
time
saying,
for us to have said that when it didn't need to be explained passed. Now we have to go back and explain
but
how
I'm
we were
saying,
butt fucking naked in the
but
bed.
But with you, like I used to my.
Now I'm a bitch ass nigga. Anybody listening, like, they even naked with the bitch you didn't even put the chippy.
But that's because those. This it's
so
the question. They're real friendships.
Let me keep it really real with you. My memory is terrible. Like, I don't remember the circumstances that put us in a bed butt ass naked, not doing shit. I know I wasn't trying to fuck, not in a bad way, but I know that wasn't my motive.
Well, one, it was at your mama's house, and it was after we rolled the party bus that night and got tore up.
Because
I had just broke up. I just ended a 5-year relationship.
You talking about everything that happened that night? Are we opening all of this shit?
No,
up?
I was just wondering.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. Like, you said I slept naked with you, but what about the activities on the party bus?
Y'all
are we not talking about that shit?
I don't care what you're talking about on the way.
Nothing?
Y'all
okay.
Was both naked?
We're not gonna say it. But yeah, Nene had just got like out of a heart-wrenching relationship.
Yeah, I want to know how you both were naked and then nothing happened. Like, but I feel like that could have been your invitation. Or did you not?
No, because that's my...
Was that the
No, Nate, you've been sleeping in the bed with me for
did
years.
Did I... Listen,
though.
Did I miss my shot at fucking?
No, because it wasn't like that. Because you have to understand.
You were just out of a relationship, so you're most vulnerable. You're naked and intoxicated.
No, but this is what I'm saying. This goes back to true friendships. And he knew how drunk I was, so he wouldn't take advantage of that situation.
Ever,
and man, you see what I'm saying? Like, I have real friends like that. My best friend, we used to get in the shower together and wrestle. Like, I really...
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Nene be goddamn... Nene be up against the line. Look, she got your pussy hovering on your nose. We ain't bad.
Come on, man.
We used to sleep in the bed. There's so many of my guy friends that have stayed the night. I've slept with you plenty of times. Like, and
were you naked?
Cool.
No, I can't be naked around a woman.
No, you wasn't naked.
Turned on.
I feel like I was so lit, nigga, that it was just like on my stomach, passed out.
Because I get horny in my sleep. Like, I wake up and try to smash in the middle of the night. Like, if you right there, I'm gonna try. I might roll over and be like, yeah.
That's interesting. What do y'all think, man? Call and let us know. I want to know right now. 818-575-6993. Can men and women, especially attractive ones, really just be friends? Tell me that right now. Listen, we're going to go to a song. When we get back from that, if you have called, we're going to take you out of the queue and we're going to talk to you about it. See about your experience. Can you just fuck somebody and be friends? Can you just be friends and not fuck? Let me know. The Nate Jackson Show.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
This is Go.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. What you want, shorty, what you need. My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got money. I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes on cruise, I'm talking naughty. Uptown showing off for new things. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her unching. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up. Go all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Just left the big house to a bigger house. Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan Birkin, cocaine lit it up. I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high. Hop in the helicopter, Uber said, go all the way up.
need.
What you need?
My Knicks run the game, we ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got Molly.
I'm all the way.
Shorty,
up.
What you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way out. I'm all the way up.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Bet. We are back. This is Nate Jackson. This is the Nate Jackson Show. We have a caller. We're going to take a call right now, and that's happening. What up? Thank you for calling in to the Nate Jackson Show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Marquetta.
Who?
Marquetta.
What up?
How are you doing?
Listen, so I'm gonna update you on what we're talking about. I want to know, can men and women, especially attractive ones, truly, really be just friends?
Wait a minute. Can I say that again? I was just in my phone.
Can men and women just be friends? Is it possible to stay platonic?
Yes.
You don't have any friends that you cross the line with and it turned into something else? Or y'all just stay cool?
I stay cool with
you hella
males,
just laugh, but like there's somebody out there that got buns.
I mean, maybe a long time ago, probably got a little bit closer than friends.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What's your worst date ever?
Worst date ever?
Worst date ever.
If a dude with bad hygiene.
Oh, boy. He was just funky?
Yeah, it's a guy, if you can tell, he hasn't taken the time to perfect himself, and also if he's boring.
Damn, the boring date got to be bad. Listen, Marquetta, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Already, keep listening to the show. All love.
I will.
There it is. Worst date ever? Bad hygiene and a boring date. Yeah. What's your worst date ever?
My worst date ever, man. I got a good date record, man. Like I be hella charming on these little dates. Be winning women over, but like a bad one. Shoot, man, I can't. Nothing really comes to mind like on a bad date. I haven't dated a lot.
I'm trying to think if I've had a worse date. I don't know. I haven't.
Nothing really stands out here. It's like a home.
Well, okay, so.
I'm sorry, I'm so boring with this, y'all, but I, you know.
This is some years back, and so this was my little boo growing up, like my elementary boo, middle school boo. And so we hooked back up in the early 20s. And so he came and picked me up. And one thing I noticed, I was like, this fool is dead ass drunk. Like, we're driving, and two blocks, I look over, and I was like, he's drunk. I was like, I'll drive. So I drive us to the movies. We get to the movies. Before the movie even starts, all you hear is this super loud snoring over the entire. And I'm shaking him, and he will not wake up because he is in a drug abuse home right now. And will not. And I'm slapping him and doing all that. And he just won't wake up. And everybody's like, dude, come. Like, they're pissed because
right, of course.
You can hear him. And I just sat there, and you know, he didn't wake up the whole movie. And he just, and I was covering his mouth so you couldn't hear the snoring through the whole movie. And I'm just like, when is he going to wake up?
Yeah.
And we sat there, the credits rolled, everything, and he was still asleep. So I had to throw some water on him. And he finally got up and was like, oh, I missed the movie. And he was like, you want to go get something to eat? And I was like, no, I want to go home. And yeah. I drove myself home. But then I couldn't let him get on the road like that. Hell so then no. I had to invite him in and had to hang out. And then he fell asleep. And then the next day, woke up and I never went anywhere with him again.
No.
He had to be on a bunch. But I think he was on West. That was back then.
What was the movie, though?
I don't even remember, to be honest. I have no idea what the movie was.
That's because you were slapping him the whole 2-hour running time. It was like Warner Brothers Pictures Presents, and you was slapping that nigga the whole time.
I got one, man. All right, so I was on set filming some shit. I can't even remember what the production was, but there was this cute girl there. And I asked her towards the end of, you know, we're about to wrap. I'm like, yo, do you want to go get something to eat? We can hit like a Red Lobster or something up. Cause that's how I'm feeling. It's crab week. Nigga, they had commercials for bouncing crabs. The butter getting dipped. And crab was getting slam dunked in the butter and splashing and shit. I was like, oh my God. Let's go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, yeah, I'm kind of with that. Let's go. So we go. Nigga, we get there. They're like, you have a 20-minute wait. So we go in to sit down. After the 20 minutes, we're there 5 minutes. The biscuits just landed. The steam is coming off. And another bitch walks in and just sits down. She knows the girl I'm with. I'm like, what up? She's like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, hi. She's like, oh, my fault. This is my roommate, Keisha.
Oh,
and I was like, what up, Keisha? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want to get some biscuits and shit? She was like, bet. I'm all over that. But why? Why? I'm halfway through. I'm ordering. Keisha's ordering. And I look at the, you know, I'm like, God damn, the Admiral Platter. Like, bitch, hold up. I'm like, y'all balling, huh? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I mean, I hate to be this guy, but I kind of like, me and her was going to do the date thing. I understand you're here and this is a good conversation. I can handle this way. But when this bill comes out, I need to know now, are y'all expecting me to pay for all this? And the roommate's like, really? Like, really?
You goddamn right, really. Yeah, really.
Really? Like,
absolutely, really. Absolutely.
That's how it, like, you're doing it. Absolutely. You're doing that bad, nigga, that you can't treat two beautiful women out to Red Lobster?
Look at Tony Baker.
Fuck out of here, man.
Nigga, and I'm just sitting there like, what did you do?
Because they make you feel bad, but they're out of line.
And the girl I asked was just sitting there just like, kind of like, just let's see what happens with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at, I'm like,
what'd you do, dog? Did you pay for the food?
I can't remember.
You paid for the food.
You paid for the food.
You paid for the goddamn food.
I don't think I did.
You did.
Here's why I don't think I did. Because I would remember if I did anything out of the ordinary for me. And I am always Mr. Who's buying this shit?
Yeah.
Split the bill, bitch. Like, I'm always that nigga. Like, that's normal. Had I paid it, I'd be like, nigga, I pay. I remember.
That's ridiculous.
A $68 bill. You know what I'm saying? But no, real shit. Like, it was, then she was a cute little light skinned chick, and this other chick was like a 4, nigga. She just came so aggressively, like, what y'all niggas
did? Damn, how fine. Just on the principle of it alone, you just gonna muscle in and expect me to pay the bill, then you gonna try to flip, man. I wish she would.
She fucked up on that one because she could have got a free meal. Like, she could have enjoyed herself, got a couple drinks, get the biscuits, get the lobster crab or whatever. But instead, she invited her friend, and now she put herself in a weird situation.
They set it up. Like, they knew.
Yeah, they knew.
They tried to run a train on Red Lobster on me, nigga. Like kind of get it going already, and then you come in here. Like, that's how trains pop off. You know what I'm saying? Your homeboy's already in there. She's wide open, and then you come in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, while y'all in here going hard, how about these cheddar biscuits? You feel me? Absolutely. They ran a train on my Red Lobster bill. Like, that's what they were going for.
I think it's crazy.
I think what ended up happening, I was like, yo, this shit ain't cool. Like, if you don't have the money to cover you, I can't do it. And then they split. I think I remember them splitting something. Like, we'll just get the Admiral Platter and we'll split. I was like, you know what? I can handle that. I'll buy enough food for two people, but I'm not going to buy enough food for three in this month.
I don't even know your bill because that was the agreement, but she on her own.
She's definitely on.
Matter of fact,
we all going Dutch.
She's the goddamn table. I'd have gave her the side profile the whole time.
See, I think it's different. Like, if you're out at the club and the guy talks to you and he buys you and your girl drinks.
That's totally different
than just ambushing him. Like, yo,
the ambush is what fucked it up. Because had you seen the girl and you're like, these two bad bitches. Too. Like, okay, like, you and your girl want to get to eat. Like, if you had set it up, then that'd be one thing. But the ambush.
I'm not with none of that shit. So here's another thing that happened, right? So we did a comedy show. This wasn't like an official date or nothing. We did a comedy show with me, BT. This is a long time ago because Clayton is now married, happily married, but this was before. So we all did a show together and they had pulled a couple chicks and they had a third friend. She was cute and they were like, oh, we're all just gonna go eat or whatever. So we all go eat. It's all love. We're at the Denny's on Sunset and Gower.
Okay. Bill, and then, I've been there.
Yeah. So then the bill comes out, you know what I'm saying? And Clayton picks up. He's like, I got her. BT's like, oh, I got her. And I'm like, I'm like, yo, are you buying hers and you're buying her? Like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't set this up. Y'all niggas, I'm a third wheel and she's a third wheel. Like, we should each be split. And she was kind of like, yeah, that is kind of like it sprung on you. And BT's like, man, just give me her bill. I was like, nigga, don't do it like that.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
I'm just trying to figure out what y'all niggas are doing so I can make my play here and not be a hoe-ass nigga.
Right.
He's like, man, I got it. I'm like, no, BT, give me the motherfucking bill. Now we're fighting over the bill. Give me the motherfucking bill.
Yeah.
So I take her bill, and I'm like, you want to pay one nigga, pay mine. He was like, nah. And I was like, well, you set me up. Pay my shit, nigga. Treat me. I got the lady.
I feel you.
Nah, I ended up paying both. But I'm like, I feel like it needs to be. There's no comfortable way to discuss that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And it makes some dates be fucked up.
I've been on a situation like that. I have to tell you what happened. So my homegirl, the dude she was dating, he had a homeboy, and they're like, we're all going to go out to eat.
Right.
And we all went, Bahama Mama's over in South Center. So we went out to eat, and this is your dude. So your dude should be paying for you, and the other one's acting like a big baller. But when the bill comes, neither one of these dudes pick up the bill.
Oh,
and so my best friend is extra vocal, and she's just kind of like, so what's going on with this bill situation? And so I'm digging in my purse. I'm not paying the shit. Y'all invited me out. The dudes invited us out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You should have paid.
The guy invites out, I'm assuming.
And if
you're fucking, like, now you're sleeping with this dude. I'm not sleeping with him. But that's the dude you're sleeping with. All this should be taken care of.
Absolutely.
So
those are the pussy coins. Like, those, the cash in. Dinner time, you're like, okay, it was really good this morning, so I'm expecting...
Pussy coins?
Dollars, whatever you want to call them. Yes.
Pussy points.
Points or whatever you,
like,
I don't care.
Super Mario coins,
it's currency. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. The pussy is currency. Whatever your currency is, whether it's dollars, yen, pesos, or whatever, it is currency. So if I'm screwing you, you absolutely come bill time. I expect you to take care of it. Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Unless I go, baby, I'm going to treat you tonight.
Okay,
that's
so
the only time.
So we're going to do a whole new question.
Uh-oh.
When is it okay to not have the man pay? When do you go Dutch? What is the circumstance?
On his birthday.
That's the only time, nigga?
Father's
God
Day,
damn.
If you got a kid.
See, women like to keep this card in the pocket. When they talk about women's rights and equality and shit like that, they don't never want to go to this bill time to get equal shit. They be
absolutely
like,
not.
No, we're going to keep it old-fashioned for this shit. But
you
know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, like, I don't mind paying. Like, if you come to me with an attitude, I'm very, like, I'm stubborn and I roll on principle, and I'm a petty ass nigga.
Taurus man, yes.
Right. So if you come at me a certain way, like you expecting me to do something, I might not do it just because how you expecting me to do it. Like, I'll do it on my own steam, but if you come around the corner, I know this nigga got me. I'm like, hold on now.
But majority of the time, we're out with you because you asked us out. So once
you
if I invite you out,
right.
Of course I'm going to front the bill, of course.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a mutual thing where it's like two friends hanging out, I do have some male friends that will take care of it. And at the same time, I expect to go, I'm prepared to pay for myself.
Right.
But if it's on a date and you've asked me out,
absolutely,
I expect a man to take care of it.
Okay, what about the scenario where... it's a group of people all mutually chilling, and then after that, it's like, what you about to get into? Like, nigga, I'm about to go eat. And then the female kind of invites herself, like, oh, I'll go with you.
And then it should be.
Well, if I invite myself, I'm assuming I'm paying. Like, if I'm like, oh, if you're like, oh, me and Tony about to go eat, I'm like, oh, can I come through?
Yeah.
I'm expecting to pay for myself. Now, if you take care of it, that's dope. Then I'm like, thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate that.
But you're not expecting it.
But I'm not expecting
it. You're not expecting it, but. If after I get there you wanted my phone number and you expect to see me after, then you should have picked that bill.
Absolutely.
Now that's the difference.
Yes.
Okay. I agree there.
All right, listen. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a song. I want y'all to call in 818-575-6993. Again, that's 818-575-69, like the position, 93. And when we come back from the song, we're going to take a caller right off top. Again, I'm sitting here with Tony Baker from Last Comic Standing.
We out here.
Sirius XM's Kenesha Bus.
Hey.
She out here.
I'm fucking up.
Sherelle Patrice.
Yeah, but I keep on wanting to say Patrice Sherelle because you did that shit and it's now.
Well, I call her Patrice Solo. Then.
I call her Bae, but she won't listen.
I mean, you know, she's distracted. You know what I mean?
All right, so we're going to go to a song. Thank y'all for listening. And the question right now is when should a woman pay? God damn.
Hey, when we come back, I got some stories on that.
Bet.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show. 24 Life app from 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
Now for some news.
Music on your favorite station.
Yeah, yeah. Bitch, I'm from Baltimore. You say you was, I never see you. What part you on? I got some family on the Alameda. I love my city, ask about me, and I bet they know me. My name good in any hood, I hung around Savoli. I got a bitch that live on Atwood, she love them killers. When I re-up, I hit my partner, them a gut and village. My uncle Jimmy round the corner on the avenue. You ball the block, and that's the type of shit I never do. I'm from the east side, you know what kind of shit I'm on. But I be everywhere, I sold drugs and wood along. I know some niggas down the hill that got it for the low. I live in Bird City, nigga, you already know. And I don't go nowhere unless a nigga strapped up. And if you fuck a Morgan, bitch, you better strap up. Talking shit to get you and your niggas clapped up. We with the shit, you pussy niggas better not act up. My nigga Pistol Pete was born and raised on Biddle Street. My nigga died, he ain't make it this, he 23. I got a bitch that work up numbers and that pussy wit. And every day she catching has to get the Lafayette. She said she stripping, trying to get the fuck about the jacks. But they ain't none my business, I'm just trying to get the neck. A lot of rappers in my city have these niggas wet. And I ain't never been the bitch, I'm keeping shit a stat. Hey, someone go and tell the DJ they should bring this back. I been to G since KD Disco's at the Hammer Jacks. I swear to God, I could never love a dumb hoe. She live on Monroe, but swear she Marilyn Monroe. See, all my niggas never love them, we be sharing those. Cause all these Instagram famous bitches sharing clothes. My mama told me, boy, stop chasing that the stank hoe. Cause all these bitches ever wanted was your bankroll. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm the one who came with the bird flu dance. What are you talking about? Yeah. They'll say I come back up and I'm still fucking it up. Fuck out of here. These niggas crazy.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
Hi, y'all. So we're back, and
yes, we are.
Because we're limited on time, because
how much time we got?
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Are you serious?
Dead ass. That means that means it was a good show. When you're trying to figure out, damn, nigga, it's already gone
already.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with running out of time. All right. So what we'll do is we'll just say where they can find us online.
Okay.
We'll end this session, and I'll just click it to start another one. Nigga, we gonna get into this motherfucking going to eat without. The next show's topic is if you ain't planning on giving a nigga none, you ain't attracted, you don't want it to go nowhere.
He has no
shot. Why are you in this nigga's wallet?
Because crustacean is $60 a plate, and I'm not trying to pay that
this
myself.
Is what,
then
this
you
is
don't
what,
deserve it.
Oh, yes, I do. Because in case you catch me on that day where I'm like, okay, I'm going to slide him, then that is this is some $200 a plate worth of pussy. So shit,
you ain't gonna give him no pussy.
No, but I'm saying if he catches me at the right time and I'm like, okay, fine, oh, like you've been man. Around.
So this nigga gotta feed you a $200 plate to maybe get some
a
pussy?
Few times, not just once.
This is why my armor is up with these women.
Nigga, this is why I'm like, give me some pussy before I pay for a motherfucking
right.
thing. Now, Nene, tell them where they can find you.
All right, you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, all the social media, basically at Kanisha Is Comedy. That's KanishaIs Comedy. If anybody is in LA, we are doing a party bus this Friday from here to San Diego. All drinks, food, everything included, $50. It is a comedy show party bus, and it's going down.
What the fuck? Why you ain't telling me about shit like that?
Yeah,
who the fuck is a part of this?
It's called Layups to Stand Ups. It got some NBA people involved and stuff. So
dope. That should be fun.
I'm gonna be all right. Go ahead, Tony.
You can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Comedian Tony Baker on Facebook. Get at me. Holla at me. Hit me up. Don't be lurking in the shadows. Bring your ass out them bushes.
And you can find me at Sherelle Patrice, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And if you're really feeling special, my PayPal is CPG236.
Goddamn microphone.
Yes.
I'm sick of this bullshit.
This is bread.
Side note, so you called out Tony, but I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
We hit them up. We real brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck all that. Nigga. Listen, you can follow me at Mr. Nate Jackson on all that shit. I'm a cute. And also, I don't know how far y'all listening from, but from the 24th to the 28th, I'll be doing some shows in London on the other side of the pond.
Hey.
So fuck with your boy. Yeah. Again, thank y'all for listening. We're going to come right back with episode 30. We want to know, why are these women playing our pockets? Because they're fucking the whole game up, man.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available.